When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Do a quickie tange?
Yeah.
A quickie tange it is. Rufio, you ready for a quickie tange?
I am.
Hit the quickie tange button then.
It's the tangent with the Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
Boom. All right, let's see. Okay, so first of all, on the air this morning, we were talking about my fun fact, which was that, and now I can read it like how it's actually written, because right. This is the tange. The off-air uncensored podcast now. Surprise, it says, orgasm and ejaculation are two distinct physiological responses in men. While ejaculation generally does coincide with an orgasm, the two actually occur in rapid succession, with orgasm coming slightly before ejaculation and tapering off during ejaculation. This is a sex educator and author saying this. Living an orgasmic life.
Oh,
is the name of the book, which I will be purchasing.
God, right. August 5th is my birthday.
Well, I ordered several copies.
Consider it ordered.
Signed by this man or woman or whoever it is. Men can learn to differentiate between the two and have orgasms without ejaculating. Mm. And you guys were referring to like prostate massaging earlier.
Yes.
We couldn't really get into it.
Yes, which is why I Googled, do I have a prostate last week? Because the sex...
You don't.
I learned that. Yeah. And then I opened Google in front of someone else, which was very embarrassing because that was my last thing I looked up.
Oh my God.
I don't have a prostate, but the sex therapist I follow posted about prostate massages, so I was learning a lot about it, mm-hmm. and my friend Jason Brown informed me that it's called milking to give a prostate massage, and you don't, like, if you do that, sometimes you either, like, pre-cum or, like, don't at all because you're coming from, because you guys have a G-spot in your booty hole. I know a lot of you guys don't want to explore that.
No, I mean, I'd say...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that from the movie Road Trip. You remember that movie, Road Trip?
Yeah. Someone texted that, didn't they?
Yeah. Like the guy, I forgot his name. The Stifler, the guy from American Pie. Okay. He's in it.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the tantric thing. It's the whole tantric thing. Supposedly, you can also program your mind to reach orgasm without that form of stimulation. It's called tantric sex. I don't know a lot about it.
I don't have that kind of time.
I don't get laid enough. So y'all telling me, like, how do you make them do this without the mess?
Well, you got nails, so you might not. But
right. So do I tickle somewhere?
So yeah, the booty hole. So there's a prostate massage and men have a G-spot in their ass.
Okay.
And if you give a prostate massage, they can come, but it's not like, or I'm orgasm rather. Uh-huh. And it could be a little pre-cum, but it's not the full shebang.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Have you ever had your prostate checked, Fred?
Neither of us could do it.
I have.
Yeah.
Wait, did you have this happen when they checked?
No, but they put. Oh, I had to get when I got tested for STD.
Yeah.
They check your prostate. Mm-hmm.
No, for some reason, once in my whole life have I been tested for an STD. It wasn't an STD. It turned out that it was a bacterial something. But at the time, and this was like 17 years ago, they actually stuck basically a Q-tip up your urethra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they got the sample. Now they can do it with urine, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the time, the guy's like, I don't think you have an STD, but we're going to be certain about this, and you're not going to like this. Oh, and he literally takes a...
How far up?
Right,
it goes in there.
Half an inch?
I've had it done twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It
in jail?
Yeah, one in the STD test and one in jail. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I'm in jail serious. For real?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she meant...
No, they didn't have a boyfriend. You know, he wasn't there that long.
That's how I got them sandwiches. They check my prostate every day over there.
Yeah. Right, he was somebody's girlfriend.
That's not part of the normal check-in process. That's just...
No, that wasn't my kind of...
Oh, my God.
It's like, hey, I thought you were supposed to use your hands. What's going on here?
I'm sorry for laughing.
No, they do check you in jail. And then didn't you find out how that's how someone was cheating on you?
Yes, that's my girlfriend at the time was cheating on me because I got an STD and she... And she's the one that gave it to me. But
what? Damn.
The guy, Hank is his name.
At the jail.
No.
Hank.
The other time.
She was off at college. And I knew that she was, I found out her password to her phone account. You know what I'm saying? Like her cell phone.
Yeah.
And then at the time, when you went on to your account online, it used to show you the text messages, like who you're texting.
Yeah.
And she was texting this dude the whole time. His name was Hank. And then next thing you know, like my... It's burning when I pee.
Hank.
And then she never fessed up to it.
Yeah.
But then I found out that he had, and later on after we were done, I found out that dude gave her an STD and then she gave it to me.
Wow. Who told you that?
Her best friend. Yeah. Because her best friend.
Is that the one you started hooking up with again?
No. Her best friend and I actually worked together at the time, and she told me so.
Damn.
Yeah, but our relationship was already over.
What was your hunch that she was cheating in the first place? Like before?
Those typical signs, like the
missed calls,
the vibe was different. You know what I'm saying? The vibe was different between the two of us because obviously she was in Madison and I was here, and like it wasn't the same. Like
she went to Wisconsin?
A smaller school in Madison, whatever it is, and. Or Kenosha, wherever it was. But yeah, the vibes were different. And then I did my little research and I was like, oh, she's talking to some dude. I'll see if she says anything. And we never actually talked about any of it. Like,
oh, you didn't say bitch,
right.
You
burn me. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
no. Sorry.
Bitch, you burn me.
No.
But yeah, I had to get a.
I'm knocking on wood over here, man. I don't.
It was, what was it? Chlamydia?
Yeah, the clap.
Yeah, the clap.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the one you want if you get one.
Yeah,
it's just a quick antibiotic.
There's a few that can be.
In a fantasy draft of STDs, you want to take chlamydia first.
That's my first pick,
For sure, because just a week of antibiotics.
But then, like, for me,
there's
like...
a few others that don't go away.
Like, I thought, like, I was, like, thinking about my past. Like, how long does it take to whatever? Because... get this, like, I was like, is it someone that I had before in a relationship? So I was very novice to STDs. But the guy checked my prostate. He's like, we got to check your prostate. I was like, okay.
I wonder why they have to check
I don't know.
Oh, maybe they thought you were having gay sex.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
I think after 50, they start doing it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt. It's just kind of weird, isn't it?
You feel it. Like, they put your fingers up the booty and then touch it.
He put more than one? I think it's only one, but...
No, like two fingers. Like,
two?
Oh, yeah, sure. What are you going to do? Feel one finger?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now I'm like...
I think you just got fingered.
Now I'm uncomfortable. Was this a real physician or what?
Yeah,
it was Marvin.
Marvin, yeah. Uh-huh.
In a basement.
Yeah.
Was this in a home or something? Did you find this person on Craigslist?
I don't know. It was so long ago.
It's crazy.
I don't know.
I was in my young 20s and I didn't have the answers for everything.
Let me see what else. I guess part three of of the girl who used to bang her ex, I guess. Mm-hmm. She doesn't listen, but she did listen to the second tangent somehow.
Huh.
And I got like this long, somewhat conciliatory. I wouldn't call it an apology necessarily, but it was a multi-paragraph like thing that maybe I misunderstood her. That she does respect my job and does support it, and you know, just does, you know, wants to make sure she's comfortable with the idea that, you know, not everything would wind up on the air. And it sounded pretty reasonable. So I guess there will be a date. I don't know.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Sorry.
No,
sorry,
we can't say nothing, right?
No. Honestly, y'all need to keep it real. Y'all need to keep it real all the time, and these people can deal with you guys. If I didn't like, she knows I didn't like the approach.
Yeah.
But I think we're good, so we'll see where that goes.
Okay.
Also, this week, and I really can't get into it, but I'm just wondering what you guys think I should have done. But I have a friend who is in a relationship, and something's going on in that relationship that I think is bad. Meaning, I don't know how to describe this without giving away the person.
Do we know them?
No.
Oh.
Oh, so then just say their name.
No.
Hank. Let's call them Hank.
Hank? Well, so it's a woman.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
What's happening in it, though? Like, what's...
They've been in a relationship for a while. They finally define the relationship. And then I guess this guy's been having some trouble, you know, emotional trouble. I don't really know all the details, but anyway, his family was concerned, and so it was suggested, I guess, or mandated, I'm not really sure, that he move to another state, live with someone else in the family, and like work there and sort of get his life together, which under, I guess, the supervision of a family member, which I think is great if that's what works well. But she was not consulted at all about this. He told her he was doing this and then did it. I feel like, and I love this person, my friend. I don't really know the other person. Mm-hmm. I love this person. I think she's a great person. I don't know what the inside of the relationship is like, but I did say this to her. My gut reaction is that the family is trying to isolate him from her.
Oh, wow.
And I don't like it. And I don't think it's good. And so I'm listening to this story, and I did say that. I said, have you considered that the family's making you the scapegoat for this guy's problems? And like, why would they want him so far away from you? And it turns out, I think, at least based on her description, she might be part of the solution, actually. Like, she's actually trying to help the guy because she loves him.
Mm-hmm.
But my gut tells me this is bad. My gut tells me this isn't going to lead to good things. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope that he's really, truly just going to, you know, change the scenery and get his act together or whatever. Because, again, I don't know him, so I don't really know what it looks like. I'm just going by what she's told me. But what I wanted to say was, in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't think this ends well. You know, what if he never moves back? What if they convince him that you're the problem? What if his life gets better without you, and then he decides that, you know what I mean? It sounds like they're making her the scapegoat for things that happened before her and with her. But I can't say that to her because I want to be supportive. So, like, what do you do when, and remove her from this, like, let's just say all together, what do you do when someone tells you something and you feel like it's an ominous... You get a sense that what's coming might not be good, but you don't want to say that because that's not helpful. So you don't want to lie to somebody. You don't want to give them false hope, but you also don't want to be the naysayer. So, like, what do you do? I mean, just listen. That's all I kind of did. I just listened because it doesn't feel right to me, but I don't need to be the guy to say that either.
Yeah.
But I want to be a good friend, but I also, it's not like I have any way of knowing what's going on or I have any way to change the outcome. So I kind of just sat there and listened. Right? Is that all you can do?
That's what I would do. But then I would also check on my friend and say, like, how are you feeling about this? How is this affecting you? You know, I would ask my friend that, because then that may open up the door for you to give the advice that you want to give, or give the, like, hey, you know, make sure you're being protected in this situation. Because if the life was so bad, like if the person's life was such a mess that they had to literally move away, I might want to free my friend altogether. Like, you just might not.
There's just so much I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't know him, and I haven't. While I'm friends with her, I haven't been privy to their relationship, so I really don't know. But it makes me feel like, why would they want, why does he have to move to, I mean, and again, maybe it's because he just needs a complete and total change of scenery, and it just so happens, but like, why was she not involved in that decision? That's the part that really bothers me, is that his family convinced him to do something that might be the right thing for him, and I hope it is, and I hope everything's great. But I also want to know, why was it a secret from her until it was already decided? They've been together for a while.
Mm.
I don't like that.
What is she saying? Is she supportive of it? Like, is she,
well, yeah,
for the best?
Because I think she wants, you know, whatever's best for him.
Okay.
But it's like, why? If I'm together with someone for a long time and they're going to move, I may not get a vote, but I want to be at least privy to the decision-making process, right? Like, it may happen with or without me, But I don't want to just be told, hey, my family thinks I should move to another state. I'm out. And I'll see you in a few months.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I have so many questions like that I need answers to before I say. My first question is, why do you think she's being treated? Did she say something that made it seem like she was being treated like the scapegoat or that the relationship might be the issue?
No, it's just the fact that everybody got a vote but her.
Okay, my next question would be, was his life at risk due to the mental issues?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think, and again, like, I really don't know a lot of these answers. I just think it was maybe there was a lot going on and it was best for him or her or whomever to make a move and maybe switch things up a little bit. Like, I mean, I don't know. I could imagine, I mean, I'm out here on my own. I don't have a girlfriend or anything, but I could imagine if things got really rough, somebody in my family might be like, hey, why don't you come stay with me for a while? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, why don't you come out here or do this or that? But I would think if I were in a relationship and my family liked this person and thought this person could help me, that they would either say, why aren't you leaning on so-and-so? Or what does she think about this? Or why doesn't she come with you? Or like, what is she, this is what we think you should do, but how is that going to affect so-and-so? I don't think this person was considered at all by anybody. And I don't like that.
God, it depends on how dire the situation is. Like, if I'm somebody's mom and I'm just like, get your ass here, you know, I don't know that I'm thinking of this new partner or partner at all. I mean, you're just in fight or flight.
Maybe.
So it just depends. I mean, you don't really sometimes stop to think about the other person. If you don't have reason to believe that they're like blaming her, it might not be nefarious.
I hope not.
Obviously,
I hope not.
Like, I've been in relationships where, you know, if something like that happens, it's like talked about. And then I've also been in relationships where with guys that, you know, rely more on their mom or keep things more close to the chest because it's embarrassing for them to talk about mental issues or whatever. So, I mean, I don't know. It's so hard to have an opinion when you don't, you know, know.
Well, and I'm also the eternal pessimist, too. Like, I tend to point out the flaws as opposed to just accepting it for what it is and hope, you know. And again, that's what I thought I did here was just I said, hey, have you considered this? She said, yeah, I have considered that.
Right.
And then we just move on with it. You know what I mean? And I just listened
and
told her I would be supportive because she's been supportive of me. And that's that. But like, so because sometimes I tend to be like, well, this bad thing and that bad thing and this. Bad.
Yeah.
And while those things might be true and valid, they're not really helpful. So I just didn't offer much.
Yeah. I mean, I am the friend that is honest and I do like preface like, you know, like I think my friends now know they're not going to come to me if they don't want the truth and my truth, but or my opinion, rather. I do think, though, in situations where something's already decided or something won't change, I don't know, like you're like how you said you bit your tongue or whatever. It sometimes is more productive not to say anything if you know that this is like happening regardless. But I also think like my tool with people when I don't want to come out and say something is kind of like what Kiki said. Ask a lot of questions. Like the more questions you ask, the more people open up. But I don't know that you know enough to go, this is a bad situation.
Right.
Don't have him go.
And I also only know one person in this relationship, too. So I have to, as much as I care about this person, I also have to be honest with myself that I'm only hearing this one side.
Right.
I don't actually know what's going on inside this relationship. I don't actually know what the family thinks they know or don't know. Or I don't know. There's just so much I don't know.
Right.
So
it's hard.
I think, you know, this is one of those situations where I don't know how helpful I was aside from just listening because that's all you can do. But like, I don't want this person to get hurt either, but I also don't want to. I don't want to distance myself from this person because I have more concerns than I do optimism towards this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, distancing yourself from them, you know, wouldn't change the situation.
No, I mean them distancing because you know sometimes when people come to you and all you have is what they don't want to hear.
Yep.
To your point, sometimes they don't come to you anymore.
Yeah.
And like, and I don't know enough, so I'm just sort of.
I would just keep checking in. You know,
that's all you can do, right?
All you can do is like check. How are you today? Do you want to grab dinner? Just like show up and keep checking in.
You should probably fuck some other guys just in case. You know what I mean?
Like
just like you should probably like just keep your options open just because you never know. You know what I'm saying? Like just sort of, you know.
How long have they been dating?
I think the better part of a year. Look, I think it's probably all going to be fine. I think, you know, change of pace, whatever. Hopefully they can visit each other and keep. I think a lot is going to be dictated by how both of them handle the distance. You know what I'm saying? Like if he just goes out there and disappears, stops working hard on the relationship, that's going to say a lot. if he gets out there and he's really checking in and really work, because long distance is not easy.
No.
Especially when it started almost living together. You know what I mean? Like when you're together on top of each other, and then I've had relationships that were always long distance. So there was just kind of it just is what it is.
Normal, yeah.
But like when, I don't know, if Kiki, if Big Tim, after 6 years, is it?
Mm-hmm.
If he were just to move away and then stop working at the relationship, like he'd have to work harder
at
the relationship to keep him moving.
Yes.
So like, I think a lot will be said by how much distance is created by the distance itself. You
but
know what
also,
I mean?
If he's really going through it, relationships aren't always 50-50. Sometimes somebody has to give 75 when the other can't
That's
give.
That's true.
You know what
That's
I mean? True. So if he's really going through it, like, it may be on her to check in and go out there. And so I don't know the details of how he's going through it. But, you know, when you're an open wound, it's hard to work at something. Tasks are very difficult. So I don't know.
That's funny. Somebody else just not that long ago used the same example. You know, sometimes relationships aren't 50-50. You know, sometimes they're 75-25. I'm like, when they've always been that
right.
way.
not
when they've been 99-1 since day one.
Correct.
No,
yeah,
that's not how this works. There's balance. I would agree. Some phases or some days or some weeks,
right?
Maybe it's 70-30 or 60-40. But if the average isn't pretty damn close to 50-50, more often, wouldn't you agree? I mean, you're the married guy. I mean, wouldn't you say, like, not every day is equal in your relationship?
Oh, 100%,
right. But it averages equal, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little in favor of one or the other.
Yeah.
But, like, your relationship doesn't average 90-10.
No. I mean, you want it to be 50-50, obviously, but some days, you know, I don't know, you're just tired.
Well, like, yeah. I mean, for example, when you lost your mom, you know, I know, like, Jess tried to step up a lot. Like, mm-hmm. she talked to me. She was worried about, you know, so I feel like that's
right.
something that you go through as a couple where, like, you may not have been able to be, like, the best parent or I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking for you, but.
Yeah.
But then when she has a baby, you know, then you're going to step up and take
sure.
more responsibility for
right.
Ashlyn and for her needs and,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever.
Right.
So, or God forbid something happens to someone in her family, then you step up and
yeah.
you take that role. Yeah, but it can't. That's why I say the average has got to be close to fair.
Right.
Even if there are time periods where it's not.
It can't always be like one person doing everything.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. We don't have time for that tangent. That's a podcast of its own, and I'm leaving it there.
You could write a book.
Anyway, I don't know. I didn't know if I was. I guess I think I'm being a good friend by just listening because I don't have enough information, and I don't know that it's a bad ominous thing. It's just I just didn't like it for my friend,
right?
And I didn't really want to fully communicate how much I didn't like it because I wasn't sure if that was helpful.
Yeah.
And so, but I also don't want her to get hurt. And obviously, I can see things from a perspective that she can't because I'm not in it.
Right.
So I just listened.
Yeah. Men are fixers by nature. Like, I think when you guys hear us say a problem, like, you want to make it better. And I love that. So I think sometimes it's a helpful question. Like, hey, do you want to solve this or do you want to just have me listen? You know?
I think you're right.
Because it's good. You guys want to fix it. And I love that. I mean, I think that's very sweet. But sometimes women just want you to hear them and just be there. But
yeah, well, that's what I'll
you're
do.
A protective friend, so I get it.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I'm dying to know who it is.
I don't think you've never met. You've never met that. No, like
okay.
truly, like it's not somebody you've you've met. And I'm just being cryptic because I don't know who knows.
Right.
I don't know who puts it all together. But again, it's just this has more to do with me as a friend and how to properly be a good friend than it does the particular situation. And
yeah.
I hope that whatever reservations I have. But that's the thing. Like when any of you guys who I care about come to me with a problem, I'm immediately thinking, what are the ways that my friend who I care about can get fucked here?
Mm-hmm.
And how do I help prevent those things from happening or prepare them for that possibility? And you're right. That's not necessarily my job. But sometimes it is, though, right? Like,
depends.
If I really know you're getting fucked, then, like,
I want to
be like, you're really fucked right now.
Right.
Like,
how fucked
the level
am I
of
getting?
Fucked is beyond. Like, I have to discuss how
right.
fucked you are right now.
Right. Yeah. If it's a big fucked, then
right.
yeah, please.
But in
tell
this
me.
Case, I'm thinking it's like a little missionary fuck. It's
right.
not like a.
Yeah. Well, it's in motion. You can't stop anything.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's not. We're not.
Right.
This isn't like pound
just
me in the ass.
No.
Yeah. This
yeah.
isn't like, I mean,
right.
you know, full penetration fuck at this point.
Right. This is not finger in the ass fucked.
This is more about like a little tickle right
yeah.
now than it is about like Anyway, okay. this metaphor has really captivated me. Okay, well, there's the tangent brought to you by the level of fucked that you're being. And I hope that today it's a very low level of fucked.
Right. Don't get fucked today.
Get fucked, but not the kind of, not like a little tickle. Anyway, okay.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.